Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh, and we're recording because
you hit the button.
Because you pushed the button.
Do I have like cotton mouth?
Ew.
Ew. Doesn't that sound gross?
Yeah.
I need some water.
Nasty.
And I'm tired. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Everyone's like, great. Can't wait to listen to this one.
This is going to be a good one.
So, hey guys,
welcome to Between the Rebs with Brooke and Gina.
Welcome back. I'm 31.
You are 31. You made it.
It was
rough there for a while. We didn't know.
Didn't know.
Didn't know if you were going to make it.
Really didn't.
But you have, and you're here.
Yep.
Thank goodness for that. I have to like run and send myself off a cliff if you weren't.
Oh man, you would.
You would.
If I was up in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. And you didn't show up shortly after, mm-hmm. I'd be so mad at you. Then I'd just haunt you.
Yeah, you would.
You'd be a pretty cool ghost, though.
You would be a cool ghost.
Just chilling at your house, like, huh. Are you up yet? I don't sleep, so.
Just tapping me.
Please wake up.
Wake up. All right.
Anyways, we are back for an episode.
We
may have a guest. We were supposed to have one, but I have a house guest, Matt Vincent. If you guys have been longtime listeners, then we've had Matt on the podcast before, one of our first episodes.
Mm-hmm. Right from the very beginning.
From the very beginning. But he'll probably show up, and as soon as he gets here, we'll just put him on the mic and some headphones. They were traveling, doing like him and his girlfriend Bonnie Schroeder, and their videographer been on like a 6-week tour.
Yeah.
Driving. And they've been staying with me for a few days and we're gonna have a little chit chat. Other than that, what's happened?
Your birthday.
My birthday.
We went on an epic glamping trip.
Yosemite.
Oh, you went to Yosemite first.
I went to Yosemite.
That was not where we glamped.
No. Went to Yosemite. It was incredible.
You'd never been, right?
Never been. It was beautiful. It was nuts. I was filming a show, an episode for a show that's going to be on the Sportsman Channel, and it will air in January. It's sort of a adventure van style show. I think it's going to be called Adventure, actually. Maybe that Adventure or something.
Can't remember. Yeah.
And
get it.
Took the bus, and I went climbing. I got to learn how to climb with Hans Florin. He is a legend. He's been climbing 37 years. He's climbed El Cap. Maggie,
stop.
He's climbed. Oh, he just got here.
Oh, hey, he just walked in.
He's climbed El Cap 176 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I had no idea how much we would, like, what I would be climbing. I did a lot. We did the Pine Line on El Cap, and then the next day, well, with some other stuff too, day one, and then day two, you can come jump in.
Hop on in here, Matt.
Day two, we did a multi-pitch climb on manure pile buttress.
I know what that means, but I know Matt doesn't. So if you could explain it to him.
It's a mountain. What are you doing?
You're that.
Oh, it's because he has the other headphones. You can turn her on, and then the headphones have the
there you are.
Have the thing.
Look at you guys.
Right? Yay. Turned on there.
Far different than my setup. I like
it. It was a 600-foot climb, multi-pitch climb. It was incredible.
It's too far. I'm sure it's great and all, but
dude, it was insane.
Yeah, that's super, super gnarly. Like, watching Dawn Wall and all that type of stuff with El Cap is so rad.
Dude.
Now, the new one for me would be, like, that whole camping on the portalet thing, like, sleeping.
Yes. So, we did, so one of our
pitches.
Was that,
like, a little cave?
No.
Oh.
You
it's
hang.
It's just like a cot that hangs
Hey, guys, not everybody understands rock climbing lingo, okay? I'm just here for the dummies, okay?
That's true.
So, explain it.
Explain it.
All right, so if you're doing a really long climb or a pitch that's going to take, I don't know, more than a day
or
a few days, you camp.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
You don't come back down to the ground.
Oh, right, okay. So it's like it's wherever you're at.
Yeah, you set up a tent that hangs off the side of the thing, and you're kind of in it like a cot that just floats off the side of the
That sounds terrifying
cliff.
To me. Do you like rope yourself in?
Yeah,
oh, of course.
Or on some.
Hopefully you're not a fitful sleeper.
Some areas there might be like a ledge where then you could put your thing on the ledge, but you still would attach yourself to the wall.
Yeah, it's still not great. But I mean, they do it on like complete overhangs and everything. I mean, there's a documentary, Meru, where like Jimmy Chin and those guys were climbing a first ascent on this peak, and they spent like 9 days in one waiting for the weather to clear. Like,
no.
It'd be like the three of us like, all right, for the next 9 days, we're not going to leave the couch. That's our area for the three of us.
I did that for about 6 days by myself, though.
By myself. When the quarantine first started.
I did that for about 3 weeks. But we did, we finished the second pitch in an area. Hans did it in an area where we could experience hanging. So we get to it. We're all like strapped in. He kind of explaining everything too. And then he has to go and set all of our, I always forget the name of those things.
Cams. Yeah.
And you're just literally hanging like my feet up on the wall and these little like small ledges for your feet. I'm hooked in and just leaning back, looking down, and you're just on this, the face of a, he had a great description of Yosemite.
Okay.
So he was just talking about, and he has a book, On the Nose or something like that. It's in my room, On the Nose, from Hans Florin. And he talks about how Yosemite is just a ditch and it's not mountains. and it's like, it is true. Like, I had no idea how it even was created. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Like, it's almost like a crater.
It's basically, I should Google it so I could read you exactly how it was made, but it, that, all of those faces, like the granite, it's just like smooth granite walls, was kind of carved out from, icebergs.
So like a glacier.
Moving through it.
All right.
And
wow.
Just like smoothing it and scraping it. So he always kind of talks about like, you're not summiting when you get to the top. You're not summiting a mountain. You're climbing out of a ditch.
Oh.
And, but he kind of just explains it too, where like it's super important to, when you're a climber or doing something like that, to really enjoy, you have to be someone who enjoys the whole process of like getting out. Cause you're not like, maybe like the feeling of like summiting something. I don't know. I mean, because when you get to the top of it, it's amazing to look down in, but he's like, you're just, it's a,
you're really just climbing out of a hole.
Climbing out of a ditch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a very, very different perspective on it.
Yeah. I never even thought about that. That's kind of what it was. Like, yeah, it's not a mountain.
The top is flat.
It's flat.
Yeah, kind of like Grand Canyon is.
Yeah.
Right, the Grand Canyon's really odd because there's this big, giant climb out. But, I mean, the top's flat,
It's flat, yeah.
I mean, you're in the middle of, like, a plane, it seems like. There's just a giant hole in the ground.
I don't think I've ever been.
Grand Canyon's super rad.
You know what? I have such a fear of heights that kind of stuff gives me anxiety.
Well, you're on a flat ground.
I know. Doesn't matter.
Well, I was in the bottom of it. So
because I have the urge
to
jump
down there. Oh, nice. You know, it's only heights that really, the heights that stress me out are the ones that if I fall from, I know I'm not dead. It's like anything from like 3 foot to say 15.
Right.
Really stress me out. Like, I mean, once you kind of get to that window of like, well,
you just think
here.
That makes sense.
That's fine. It's not going to hurt. I just don't want to hit the ground and then end up crippled.
I mean,
if I'm going to hit the ground, I'd rather be lights out.
Rather go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I can't do the heights thing. It seriously gives me anxiety.
So no airplane jumping for you?
No.
Mm-mm. I have to add that to my list.
No.
I need to jump on an airplane.
You do.
Yeah.
You guys and you're thrill seeking.
Well, it's just life experience, right? I'm not really an adrenaline junkie by any stretch. I just want, I mean, good chances I'll jump off an airplane once and be like, all right, got it.
Check.
Got that thing figured out. I don't see myself like becoming obsessed with it and being like, I am now a sky surfer.
Right. Yeah, would you ever want to do a hang gliding?
Yes. I would very, very much want to, but it stresses me out.
Super stressed.
Yeah. That whole being in that weird sleeping bag and then floating around without an engine thing.
Well, haven't you ever seen a paper airplane where it just like nosedives all of a sudden?
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. I threw a lot of paper airplanes when I was a kid. That's all I think of.
Well, like I see
it's like,
the dudes,
oh, it's going, and just boom.
Like I see the dudes with like the super light setup, right? So it's like the backpack with the fan in it, and then they've got the, I could be into that more than the hang glide thing.
Yeah, okay.
Because at least then it's like,
yeah,
I'll
we
take
were,
video of you guys doing
we
it.
We were standing up on Taft Point, just like looking out and down, and I have a lot of dreams that I'm flying.
Right. Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah. And, standing on like the very edge, you know, I think we were talking about it when I was in Yosemite. I was mm-hmm. like, kind of how we are, where there's like this weird desire to like, what if you just jumped off?
Yeah, I was just saying that.
We talked about
looking
it all the
something
time.
Up.
Like,
yeah.
I think they're called intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Because we looked it up because there's always those situations like, you know, you sit down and you're like, what if I just threw my drink on the board? Like, why did that have to creep in my head? Like, it's not helpful for anyone. It's like, I just pull the car right over right now and smash it into this Prius.
I have that. Gina's. I cannot. I hate the descent into Tahoe. Like, we would always go up there as kids. And I hated the drive because it's on this cliff. And I didn't like driving because I always felt like I would just turn the wheel really fast.
Just give in.
Just sail.
Yeah. Yeah. She
sail
hates,
myself right off of it.
She hates driving over bridges.
Oh, yeah. Those too.
Like we
two.
Were driving, I can't remember where we were going, but we were driving over the bridge.
So many and she was, but you've so many successful trips without throwing
and
the car
I know,
off.
It's
so
true,
you're doing
it's true.
Great.
Oh my God. I'm doing good so far. So far.
She's like,
This keeps everyone on their toes.
Yeah. But standing up there, I was like, it would be really cool to just fly through this, like, you know, ditch.
It's super, super cool, right? Like being able to fly, but we always, at least I think of, the ability to fly is like, I want to be somehow magically jet propelled. I don't want to have to flap my arms and use cardio
to do
this thing. Because if I have to,
I
if it's like running, I'm just going to not do it.
If it's like running.
Yeah, that's the thing. If we had the ability to fly, there'd be so many just super lazy shit people that wouldn't bother. They'd be like, oh, you have to.
That would be me.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
You gotta
too
use
much.
My arms?
Too much energy.
Yeah. Got a kick?
People wouldn't be into it.
Oh, you got a kick.
You have to kick in the air. That'd be the worst. But like double feet like a dolphin. Oh, man. Just throwing backs out.
Oh, my God. Yours would be out for sure. Oh,
thanks. It would be.
No, I'd go out like mid-flight. That's no good.
No.
You get a cramp. You got to have jet propulsion.
I like get a phone call from Gina. She's like, I'm going down quick. You got to pick me up. You got to catch me. My back went out.
Put your cell phone down.
I'm just in a spin. Oh, wow.
But yeah, Yosemite was incredible. And we swam in the Merced River and under El Cap, and it was awesome.
Yeah, apparently we might be able to sneak in. So when we leave here, we're going to go north a little bit, and then we're going to make our way into Mammoth Lakes. We've got some friends we're going to stay with, and I guess they said they've gotten passes, and so we should be able to go check out the park.
Which is nice because those are hard to get right now.
Well, yeah. And while I was there, I mean, I've never been there, but everyone that I was with and even people we met were like, it was so uncommon to be there and have such a small group of people that are there, which made it an incredible experience. Like out in the river, it's not
tons of people,
tons and tons of people, because as we were there, you know, some people that like Rhett's gone there a lot, but he's like, they don't hang out in the valley. Like, you don't hang out in certain areas because there's just too many people. It's like, so you want to be up in the mountain somewhere, or, you know, kind of in your own area. And so we got to really experience how beautiful and all that area that you can just hang out in, totally socially distancing without really trying.
Yeah. I mean, it's
because there's not a lot of people.
Same thing with like, we've driven through Yellowstone a couple times, or at least I have now. And I just can't bring myself to go join that group of people at Old Faithful. It's like fucking 10,000 people every time it goes
really?
Off. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's stadium seating and this big giant crowd of people sitting around waiting for it. It's tour buses and of people. And I'm like,
nah.
No thanks.
Like, nah. I'll watch a video.
I've seen geysers before. They have those in Iceland and no one's there.
And no one's there.
I'll just go hang out
there. Let's go there.
I saw a bear.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Big black bear or?
Yeah, black bear.
Whoa. They just want snacks.
Dude.
Snacks and snugs.
So I got there on.
Snacks and snugs.
On Sunday. And it was Monday morning. We were driving in to go climb. And it was like, I think we left our campsite at like 6:30 in the morning. And I had said, like when I first got there, I was like, man, I would just love to see a bear. And we're driving and we see this beautiful like bucks. You know, just in their natural habitat, just hanging.
Just being loose. National park bucks got to be a good life.
Dude.
No one's hunting you.
No.
You're just chilling.
And then we're driving and I can't really see super, I can't see far away. I look out ahead and I'm like, I wonder what kind of buck's that. He's got his head down.
What's that smudge?
Pretty low. And then all of a sudden Brandon's like, that's a bear. And I was like, what? So we drive up there and the bear's just walking and like he's over there up on his hind legs just eating stuff out of the tree.
No way.
And then he just climbs up in the tree.
Oh, he did a tree climb.
He did.
No way.
It was awesome. Had a tag on his ear.
All right.
Yeah.
So at least they know who the guy is.
Yeah, they knew he was. He was just chilling.
We've run into a couple. Not on this trip. We haven't seen any in the wild, but we saw a few in Banff last year. And then we pulled up to a campsite and set up our tent and they told us, like, I had no soft tents here until we had a grizzly attack. I'm like, cool, we'll go elsewhere.
We're done.
It's like, man, I'd be super bummed at having to deal with a bear. And then immediately I think about, like, oh, I bet it's really dark out when that happens. So that makes it way worse.
Oh, for sure.
Way worse.
We have bears at our Tahoe house that just cruise down the, the fairway.
Really?
The golf course.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you sit out there, you can just see one out there and it's just cruising. We had one break into our house.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Broke down the door and went into the fridge.
Good man.
Took like all the compliments.
Took all the compliments.
Took all the compliments
all
we gave him.
All the compliments that we gave him.
Very good
positive
looking
bear. Information.
All the condiments. Ate them. Left. Pooped right on the doormat.
Oh,
as it left.
What an animal.
Yeah.
What does bear poop look like?
Like a big turd, like a big round turd. I mean, I didn't see it. My dad did.
It has less hay in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not like a big, you know, like a horse apple or anything.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a big round poop. So, yeah.
They're cool animals.
I mean, I'd rather see it from afar. Yeah. One time we were in Yosemite, we were in the housekeeping tents, which are they have the cement floor and then it's like a tent. And you have your bear box because you have to put all your food in there. And they kept telling us, make sure you don't have anything that smells like food or anything. And
Make sure your food doesn't smell like food.
But I remembered I was super paranoid. We woke up in the middle of the night and a bear was kind of like brushing on the side of the tent. And I just remember waking up and looking and I had a scented chapstick. And I was so paranoid. It was like cherry. And I was like, oh, does that count as food? Fuck. And so I'm trying to like.
What a desperate ass bear.
I'm trying to sneak over. This? And I grabbed the chapstick and I like looked outside and I just threw it.
I ate it.
Yeah. So I ate it.
I heard it swallowed.
That was the closest I ever got to a bear.
Scary. One of the scariest nights years and years ago, I guess like my very first trip out west, it's in college. My best friend and I, Dant, it's a weird name. No, it's like a contraction. It's like Dan Knott. Yeah. I don't know. Right.
It's got an apostrophe T on it.
So we had just road tripped out west and ended up in Yosemite at some point during our trip. And we're camping and like we've just bought like $60 worth of camping gear from Walmart to cover our full camping needs.
Nice.
We're just broke 22-year-olds. And
so it's like a lantern that doesn't give off any light.
Just two shitty flashlights and like two shitty sleeping bags in a tent. And we have a campsite reserved for the next night, but I guess we just got there early. And so like some lady's like, well, we're in a national forest. You can camp wherever you want. We're like, oh, sweet. So we found this gas station and like drove past it about, I don't know, a quarter mile, and there's a little turnout. So we parked there and then ran off into the woods about 100 yards and set up our shit. Get back in the car, head to the gas station, and we're picking up food. And
at the gas station.
Yeah. we're 22. This is living life. We're picking up like
some Doritos,
a bag of chips,
a bag of Chex Mix.
Definitely like a loaf of bread, peanut butter, jelly.
Perfect.
Just the best bear snacks you can find. Oh, yeah. and so
it's called like, bear attractant.
I'm walking out of this gas station, just arms full of just shit, and just like, dur, 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 and there's this big fucking brown bear sitting on like the dumpster, just partying and eating. And like people are taking photos, and I'm just like, holy shit, a bear. I've never seen one. This old man walks out all grizzled and like bonks it on the head with his cane, and it just takes off. It's like a thing he's dealing with every 45 minutes, apparently. Like he just couldn't be any less impressed. And so then this like light bulb goes off, and I'm like, that thing's in the woods. I'm sleeping in the woods. Oh, like a quarter mile from here. So I immediately like walk back in, and I was like, hey, sleeping in the woods not far from here. How do I not get eaten by that bear? And they're like, don't bring any food into your tent. And so now I'm so pumped that I saw this bear, because I'd have just been making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in my tent all night. Just the worst plan ever. This poor kid has no survival instincts.
Sleeping with your sandwich.
And so then we just sit in the car and made our food and then like hid it under all of our dirty clothes, like our whatever we didn't eat. Go to the tent. We brought the beer. Bears don't want beer. Everyone knows that. And we ended up just drinking this like shitty case of beer and then watching, I think I had a portable DVD player at the time.
Sick.
And so
nice.
We watched the Blair Witch Project.
No.
So that tuned up well. We just both like stressed in the woods together. No. It's a good night. This is the smart one to watch. We'll watch that.
Yeah.
So just any noise, we're just stressed.
And then we decided to run around the woods videoing each other.
Yeah, naked. just being normal.
Yeah. It's because bears. Would think that you were also a
bear. It distracts them.
Right.
There's things they don't want to deal with. They just see the two of us and they're like, too much hassle. Yeah. There's someone else to eat around here for sure.
Let's check. Let's move on.
Right.
If we're desperate, we'll come back.
We'll drop a pin. And if we need to come back, we'll show back
drop
up.
A pin. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yeah. Luckily, I haven't been eaten by any creatures.
So well, you're here, good. So.
Yeah. It's going great.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
far. 100% so far, success.
Okay. Yes.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Came back from Yosemite, and then it was my birthday.
Yep.
We went glamping.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good-ass time. Gina and my friends Courtney and Megan surprised me with a glamping trip, and we were Vikings.
We were Vikings the second night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did axe throwing.
We
did. Cornhole.
As the Vikings did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbecued as the Vikings did.
Yes.
Pillaged our own camp. Yes.
We just fucked everything up.
We were irresponsible with our own supplies.
We were irresponsible with our own shit. Yeah, and drank a lot.
Yeah, too much.
We had so much fun.
So much fun.
Man.
I'm so still recovering.
Oh, I'm impressed. Recovering. You guys can do it. I don't have the ability anymore.
You know what, though? I don't know if we can, but we're willing to try.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if we did it successfully because I'm still having a hard time putting together sentences.
Oh, yeah. Sunday,
we came home Sunday,
and all day Sunday, I don't know if you remember, even Monday,
oh, yeah.
I come out, and I like started trying to talk to Matt, and I just like stopped. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, she just threw random words at me, and no order necessary.
And I was like, let me start over.
Let's
try that again.
Words are hard.
But talking about, like, stuff eating you in the woods. So Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Gina, we walk Courtney and Megan to their tent.
Mm-hmm.
No, just Megan, because Courtney had already gone to bed.
Which was 6 or 7 miles from y'all's campsite, remember.
It was like 7 miles. And I remember,
felt like it.
Me and Gina,
like, this is far.
We're like, oh, we start walking back, and we get to this. There's this little like wood platform up where they had our vodka soda bar.
Yes,
which is why it was glamping,
as
not
Vikings
camping.
Did.
And as yeah. Vikings drank, and we're standing there, and all of a sudden, it means it's dark, and we have a headlamp. We have two headlamps, and. We start hearing some shit, and it's very clear that it's like steps. It's not like little creatures are scurrying. It's
no.
Like,
yeah, tromping through.
Seriously. And you can't see anything past like 10 feet in front of us.
Nah, it's dark out there.
So dark. And we can tell that it's moving. Like it's in front of us behind our tent, like, you know, and we can hear it, and we just stop, and we're like, and we start trying to look. And we're looking.
And we're super sober at
and
the
it
time.
Keeps, yeah. And it keeps yes. walking, whatever it is. Like, could have been a big cat. Could have been.
No, you missed it. I said.
Gina said she saw.
I scanned with my light, and all of a sudden, you know how the reflection will come
of
off
eyes?
An eye?
Yeah.
It was just one eye, though. It was probably a cyclops out there.
I for sure. Yeah.
Those damn Santa Cruz cyclops just cruising the hills. No depth perception.
Like,
they're easy to. They won't throw anything at you.
No depth perception.
You can trick them.
Dude.
You'll scare the shit out of us.
And then we get into our tent And then me and Gina are obsessed with like little bugs that are in our tent.
Dude, there were spiders everywhere.
Like up in the top. So we're like standing on shit. And these tents are so cute. Do we have the name of their...
Sundance Meadows.
Sundance Meadows, if you guys are in Santa Cruz area. Out, yeah. Some friends of ours are on their property, are building like a big glamping area, which will also be all set up for like wedding venue. It's beautiful. They have these two tents on there right now. It looks like you're inside Pinterest.
Yeah, it's super
like,
cute.
Walk in and
yeah,
it's like super, these big beds rad. And like rugs, and it was so cute. But we get in our tent and me and Gina are standing up on this like big old like cedar chest trying to kill all these spiders with a flip-flop.
One of them I'm pretty sure I missed and it was in our bed.
Yeah.
Definitely in the bed.
So much bigger than it.
Oh,
can you imagine being attacked by a thing like 100 times your size? I know. Of course you're panicky.
That's a good
and then
point.
They're acting like they're scared of you. It'd be real confusing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we lost one.
Yep.
But no, it was super fun.
Yeah, Sunday came home. I washed my hair twice. And I still don't think it was enough.
I don't think any of us had any energy. Everyone was texting each other. And one person said, oh, I took a shower and took a nap. And then another person said, yeah, me too. I feel so much better. And I literally got home, took all the stuff out of my car, walked into the living room, looked at the couch and sat down. And then I think I stared at the wall for like 3 hours. and thought, oh shit, I got to take a shower.
This is going great.
Yeah, this is going good. I'm not hungover at all. Oh my God.
Just took a few plays off.
I did. Was
not a problem.
Just gazing. Okay.
Oh, so worth it,
time
though.
To shower. So worth showering.
No, just worth the hangover.
I thought you said the shower was so worth it.
Dude, all day Saturday. So Matt and fun. Bonnie came up and met us Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But
we showed up way late for that.
We were way ahead of them.
But the four of us basically were just hanging out all day, throwing axes. Playing cornhole. I had Colby come up to get some videos, so I'll have a YouTube video coming out with a little bit of birthday footage. And we just danced around and were belligerent, and we pillaged.
we did.
Laughed so hard.
Oh my God.
We laughed all day.
We got to talk about Courtney.
Oh my God.
Guys, Courtney is one of the funniest people.
Oh man.
She's eating and all of a sudden she says, does anybody have any dental floss? And I said, yeah, I got dental floss. And so we're talking about flossing. And I said, yeah, I floss every day. She said, you do? Like, it's crazy that I floss every day.
I would also find that crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys, you got to floss every day.
You do. I have a water pick and I water pick every day unless I'm traveling. I don't always travel with it.
Yeah.
But I hadn't really like flossed for a long time. And I went to my dentist appointment and I had teeth cleaning and I hadn't had my teeth cleaned in probably a couple of years because I got a new dentist, blah, blah, blah. And she told me, she goes, your gums are really healthy for, you haven't been flossing for so long. She's like, yeah, just, you know, make sure you start flossing and every day. And I was like, okay. So I was like, oh yeah, I floss too now.
Yeah. So she's like, you guys are crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. So she goes, I give her the floss. She goes and flosses and comes back and goes, you guys.
It's bad, isn't it?
It's bad, isn't it? And we all look at her and I thought she had eaten strawberries and they were all stuck in her teeth. They were all bleeding. All of her gums
She said that she has gum disease.
Yeah, which is exactly why she needs to floss.
Yes.
And then what'd she say?
Oh, so we're all drunk, okay? So Gina's not there at this moment. She like walked up to get a drink. And Courtney's like feeling like so proud of herself. She's like, you guys, I got Gina to give me all this floss. I give her this container of floss. And she goes, yeah, I just told her, like, can I have it? And Gina was like, yeah.
I don't know how to answer.
Yeah. And Gina, no, she said yeah. to Gina, goes, can I use it? And she goes, no. So Courtney's like so like pounding herself on the back and she's like, dude, I somehow,
so proud of herself.
I somehow got Gina to give this to me, and then she asked me if she could use it and I told her no.
I love it.
We were texting about it like yesterday and she goes, she said she called herself a savage. I'm like, that is savage.
That's a savage move.
I think the kids these days would call me
a savage.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're allowed to use savage anymore. That's been a term that's made its way into the
Oh, right. I didn't think about that.
Another one of those, you know, statistics you think about too is typically trash that gets dropped in places is not healthy snacks.
No.
So amazing that people who don't give a shit about themselves also don't care about the environment they're living in.
Just a bunch of Twix wrappers.
So I'm from Southern Utah, and there was a period of time where like that area, certain like things, like outdoors type stuff, like the lakes and so that was open within reason. But you had, my parents were telling me, you had all these people coming in from out of state to come enjoy what they had there, because it's like, we got to get out of here. Let's go there. So you had people from Arizona, Nevada, California. And my mom said that all of the parks out there were littered with trash.
Yeah, of course.
Like an absurd amount. Like it's never really been like that. It's like you come in from out of state to enjoy our land and then you just fucking ruin it?
Well, this is
like, come on.
And that's across the board, man. People, we're very invasive species. I don't know that we're great for this thing, this planet, but eventually it'll get rid of us. It doesn't care.
Eventually it's just going to start fighting back.
Well, it doesn't care.
COVID-19.
We haven't been here that long. Yeah, that's exactly the thing.
Oh my goodness.
It'll get rid of us.
Yeah. Hey guys, when you travel,
don't be a piece of shit.
Be kind. You know, pack out.
Pack your trash.
Whenever you have a piece of garbage and you look at it and you think, should I throw this on the ground or should I pick up other trash? Go with the side that you think, does this make me a piece of shit? And if the answer is yes, avoid it.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Go the other way.
Yeah.
Do the other thing.
Good advice.
Yeah.
If everyone could just follow that rule, I think things would work out better. Does doing this thing make me shitty? All right,
does doing this thing make me part of the problem?
Right.
Not today.
No.
Not today.
No, it's not ideal.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show. Where have you been so far on your 6 week? Because right before you got here, I'd mentioned that you were coming back from an appointment. And you guys have been on the road for 6 weeks now?
6 weeks, yeah. Yeah, give or take as of like yesterday or something.
Yeah, and you started from St. Louis.
St. Louis. So we did St. Louis to South Dakota. We camped our very first night in the Badlands. So it was like a 13-hour drive day, the first one. Just trying to get some distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Badlands, and then we made our way into Montana and camped there outside of like Devil's Tower. So that was like the second night. Then we spent 4th of July and stuff with friends in Whitefish, Montana, with friends Rob and Dana.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. So
yeah, getting
to go
fun.
Out on the boat and cruise around and fuck off and do weird shit's always a good time with them. They're a very active lot.
Yes.
Not a lot of lounge around, do nothing time.
No.
Then from there, we went further west into like Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Ketchum, Idaho. And cruised around there, so did some cycling and did some exploring and looked at some houses around Coeur d'Alene area.
Cause I heard it's beautiful there.
It's real cool,
mm-hmm.
and it's much cheaper than Whitefish, and it's not far. It's like three hours, and the drive's rad.
Nice.
So that would be good, and plus you're only 45 minutes from Spokane, and Spokane's got a real airport. So that takes another one of my boxes off the list.
Yeah, I remember that box.
Got to be able to flavel.
You said that. I was like,
gotta be able to fly and travel.
It sounds like a snack we should be able to sell.
Flavel.
Get yourself a nice cup of flavel.
Flavel.
God.
I literally was sitting here thinking, I don't travel enough. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I thought it was a real word.
Should have just owned it. I mean, like, you know when you're flaveling.
Yeah, you know when you're out there flaveling.
You're flaveling.
You get your stamps in your flavel book. Coeur d'Alene. We didn't make the most logical directions because whether podcast or people to see or anything, who gives a shit? We're on the road for 8 weeks. We'll just go back and forth.
Right.
So Ketchum, Idaho to Pendleton, Oregon, and then up into the Tacoma area. We spent, I guess about a week around Tacoma, Washington, going back and forth between there and kind of Portland. See some friends, do some bike riding. I got the shit kicked out of me going to cycle with some dudes. They're in shape.
They are in shape.
Yeah, their ride that day that they like sent me the route for was like, it's going to be 52 miles and like 7,000 feet of elevation. I was like, I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't going to work.
Did you do it?
I did a 30-mile version.
Oh, okay.
I bailed from them at like mile 20 and I was like, I'm going to get back to the car so I'm not dead.
Yeah.
Seriously. Okay.
Fucking just animals.
You got to work up to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely a price of admission for being able to do rides like that. I'm happy with the level I'm at, but for me to get to that next level, like I have to really focus on cycling.
Oh yeah.
It's not going to be a casual get to it.
No.
So did that. Then we drove down the Oregon coast to get our way into Southern Oregon. We went and met up with some friends of mine at a company I'm working with, Oregon Originals and RDSP Farms. They're a CBD company. And for me, they're actually selling CBD flower. And so that's something I'm on board with.
Yeah.
I think the creams and the rest doesn't do much. But the flower's nice. And so we got a chance to camp like at a cannabis farm. So set the tent
cool.
and like truck up in the middle of like an 80-acre field covered surrounded by pot plants. So
that's crazy.
Pretty neat. And then like seeing their whole setup and everything, like walking into this building and there's 30,000 pounds of trimmed bud in there. It's like, this is cool. And I like it because
you're like walking through like, is this still cool?
and for me, like I dig it because the same thing with like food, like I give a shit where my food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And so why wouldn't I give a shit where this comes from? So like, I know the two guys who are growing the product that I'm using. I like that. So
yeah,
made our way out of Oregon into NorCal and found some great campsites. So far on our trip, national forests have been way cooler than national parks because the park system's been a little weird and you can't just randomly wild camp in a national park. They're not into it. And then the RV sites.
Why?
They're surrounded with kids.
There are a lot of kids.
Yeah, there's little goddamn monsters running around making all types of noise. And so,
mommy.
Watch me.
Old baggy.
We stopped at one, and this kid came up like on his bike and like fully interrogated me for 40 minutes. Fairly certain his little Russian kid. And he's like, my name's Mark. Do you want to go ride bikes? And I'm like, we're packing up and leaving. He's like, after that? And I'm like, we're going to go. And he's like, he's like, we've been here for 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's like, I'm just trying to find somebody to bike with me.
And like, there's like eight tents and like a full group of them all set up doing their thing. He's like, my dad dropped us off. We'll leave when he comes back. And I'm like, dude, are you
persistent.
Guys okay?
Are you safe?
Persistent. Are you safe?
Wink at me if you need help.
Yeah.
I'll call for help. I can't provide any, but I'll find an adult.
So you adopted him?
We did. We lives in the cargo box on top of the truck.
Perfect.
Now. It's
perfect.
Great. and then we've made our way down this way into the Californias, and it's the variety of how serious our country takes the COVID thing has been interesting to watch.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah, because it's been so different everywhere you've gone. Yeah,
there's places that just don't give a shit,
right?
At all. That you're looked at like a crazy person for having a mask on.
Oh, really?
And then it's the complete opposite out here.
You
know, if you don't have one, like, what the fuck are you even thinking?
Right. No, I know. We live here.
Right on. I mean,
yeah.
And look, I don't have a dog in this fight. I just want to be able to go freely and do what I want to do. So if you need me to wear a mask, great. If that keeps you from having to have a conversation with me and
this
is just fine.
Yeah.
I can blend enough to go with that. I don't need to make... My life isn't so comfortable that I have to find resistance at yelling at people about wearing a mask. Right. Like, I don't need that fight. Like, it's fine. I'll just conform to this as it's good enough for me.
You can, like, see someone walking over and you're like, oh, no, I got it.
Yeah, I got it, man. We're fine.
I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah. But yeah, and then we're here, and then we'll a couple more days, and then finally make our way to FitCon, and then go home. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 8 weeks total. It's the longest trip I've ever done.
I was gonna say I don't think I could do that. I was talking to Bonnie about it, and I just
oh, that's great.
Really?
Yep.
Ugh, I don't
What's
know.
The part you don't like?
I think I'm too controlling.
Well, I mean, but I'm.
I can tell you a handful of things she wouldn't like.
I can't wait to hear.
How do you feel about eating mostly out of gas stations? We have rice and meat that we've cooked, but we just warm it up in gas stations like garbage people.
Okay, go ahead.
No shower.
We have a, we.
You know, there's been, we talked about there was a, you know.
You have a stretch.
There's a stretch of time.
So with my setup on the truck, I have like a 5 gallon water tank.
Oh, okay.
That I can pressurize and put a hose on.
Okay.
And to make it fancy for the spa night, I can cook water on the stove. Cook is what they call it. Boil water on the stove to warm it. And then put it into the shower thing. So it's.
So you can have hot water.
Warmer.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm still not sold.
It's still a bit of a horse bath, if the definition's correctly, that you're spraying the important parts before getting in the tent. You don't.
We only have a little bit of water, so.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that beefy smell coming out of your sleeping bag, don't you? No, not ideal.
No.
We've been there. You're just like, it's not good down there.
And you're like, I'm sorry.
Zip this thing closed and ignore it for the night.
Yuck. No, I just don't.
Or a river.
I could go for short periods of time.
Yeah.
But you've been visiting friends.
Yeah,
so
we're not like 8 weeks on the road.
Right.
It's usually, I think the most nights we've camped consecutively has been 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
It's like 4 or 5
it's
nights.
Not terrible.
And we've only stayed in one place for 2 nights in a row.
Oh,
so
okay.
We move every day.
Right.
And then the place we've stayed for more than one night, like we were on the edge of this really rad creek. So, I mean, you can fully clean yourself. You can go bathe and swim around.
Right.
Do all those type of things.
I like bathing outside.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, you're like a nudist.
Yeah, any excuse for me to not have
She's
clothes
a nudist.
On outside, I'll go for it.
She is a nudist. She first night we were glamping.
Oh my God, the first night we're camping.
This was a really good idea because we were already drunk and then we decided to go to bed.
But I had to pee.
But you had to pee. Oh,
this
yeah.
is what happened
pee
first.
Story is funny.
So I had to pee. And peeing outside is great.
There's
so
tons of poison
dark,
oak.
But where we were at, there's a lot of poison oak. Right? So I'm walking over and I'm like, there's like this hill and I really wanted to pee on that because if you pee on a hill, it just runs downhill.
It's a good move.
Doesn't pull at your feet, you know?
The best part is there was actually a porta potty.
I don't have to deal with.
There's actually a toilet, but she walked away from the toilet.
I wanted to pee outside.
She wanted to pee outside.
It's a good move.
So yeah,
the area with the hill, they had like they're doing some landscaping, so there are plants, and I was like, I'm not gonna pee right there. So I walked over off the walkway a little bit, and there was plants. And so I squatted down, and I'm down, and nothing's touching me. Okay, and I'm peeing, and all of them are like, something's touching your butt. And I'm like, no, it's not.
We're shining a light on her butt.
And I'm like peeing and they're like, yes, it is. And anyways,
literally looked like she was sitting in a pile of
poison oak. So
I was like, that's not good.
I was like, oh no. So as we're going to bed, Gina's wiping my butt with a face wipe. She goes,
that'll
oh no, you're good. She clears it. And then the other girls go to their tent, go to sleep. And me and Gina get into our tent and Gina goes, I think we need another drink. And I was like, yes, we do.
Best idea ever.
Yes, we do. At this point, I have
because
no pants
because you can say
on.
Those words, right, it means it true.
Yes.
Right. It was a bad idea.
And what she's getting at here is I had at this point, no pants on.
She has a sweatshirt on and no pants, like a little kid.
How long of a sweatshirt? Are we talking
about? No,
like
a short sweatshirt.
Crop?
Yeah. Like a crop. Yeah, like okay. A crop.
All right. So you're full Porky Pig
like
in it.
All
right.
It's so dark outside.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think I may have had my boots on.
Oh.
Yeah, you had your boots on.
Well,
boots,
in case you have to run.
Yeah. Boots, no pants.
No pants.
And a crop long sleeve. And I'm out there.
Mixing drinks.
I'm out there at our little
drink
vodka
table.
Soda station. And I'm mixing us something.
If you had a tip cup at this bar, this place could be killing.
Yes. I know. And I'm laughing and I'm yelling down to the girls. I'm like, hey, you guys, we're making drinks.
I'm sure that was a welcome noise
the
for them.
Down.
So I make one.
I picture them in the tent going, just don't move, they'll ignore us.
Probably.
So I make,
it's like a quiet place.
I make one for me and Gina to share. Go back up. We get in bed.
and we're like sipping on it, and then finally we didn't even come close to finishing it. No. I mean, we just had a couple sips and then put it down and then just passed out.
It's something nice and watery in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I would have remembered it was there, we probably would have drank it in the morning. We've done that.
Yeah, same.
We've done that.
Yeah.
More than once.
I've pushed the limit.
Well, that wasn't water.
Yeah.
Shoot. Starting again.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and get that back in there. Now, pooping in the woods is different.
That's very different.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever pooped in the woods. I don't think so.
You don't hang out as long.
I pooped in the... That's true.
No.
Not a lot of bullet scrolling and swiping when you're pooping in the sand like a cat.
You know, we went to Pismo Beach.
Okay.
And we were camped way far away from the bathroom, and I had to poop. And so I went and dug a hole and pooped, and my dog dug it up.
Oh, my God. They do that.
They do that.
They're little monsters, aren't they? You disgusting. Wouldn't want to actually talk to someone who would disgusting. Dig your shit up.
Yeah. I think I lied, too. And I was like, who the hell would have pooped over there? Jeez. What it's not even that far from the site.
Gosh. Couldn't have walked further? Yeah.
Spark on top of it.
Disgusting people that were camping with.
A deeper hole? Rude. Meanwhile, Gina's like, oh my God.
Oh my God, that was my poop.
Dog carries it back like a stick.
Yeah. Dude, like it was a giant poop.
Pooping, when I was doing my 2-day, one night on the PCT trail, and then we summited Mount Hood, it's pack in, pack out.
Oh yeah, you got to carry all your poop out.
Oh yeah, you carry your poops out.
Yep.
The funniest was, well, not really that funny. I mean, kind of funny, was learning how when you go up Mount Hood, you really have to make sure there's no air in your bag.
Oh, it'll expand.
Yes. No. Like it'll pop?
It will pop.
Not ideal in your bag.
No. And that did not happen to any of us on our hike.
That's called burn a backpack.
But they were talking about another time they went, and they're just hiking, and they just went, they heard it go pop. And it was like,
that was my poop bag.
That was my poop bag.
Oh, that's not ideal.
Just all over everything in your bag.
No, that time release backpack? Is not good.
No.
I'm not the guy who would clean any of that gear. I'd be like, well, got new things to buy.
For sure.
Yeah, except you're in the middle of nowhere.
Just drop that whole bag off at Goodwill.
Just throw
and
it
you're
away.
Like, oh, it's fine. You guys will appreciate it. You know,
we
good
made
gear.
It, we made it all the way to the top of Mount Hood. I had already pooped twice on the way up.
So you had a full poop bag is what you're saying.
I mean, this story can get so much more real. And I'll tell you it just because shameless. Okay, so two days, one night on the PCT. This thing was like, we left at a certain time. We had to be back at a certain time. It was hard, man. It was fast hiking. It was
crushing it.
We were crushing it.
Like what type of mileage?
And hurting. The first day we did like 20 miles.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
And the second one was less.
Yeah.
But coming down to like get to our car to then drive to the base of Mount Hood, that was a long drive, and we had to get there to get to the car by a certain time to like get to where we were going. Anyways, you know, I'm not necessarily used to eating dehydrated food.
Right. Slightly different than our regular diet.
Yeah. Pretty good. Actually damn good.
Oh,
though.
Damn tasty. Ooh. Stuff. There's so a three tasty. Mac and cheese that's great.
Dude.
There's the pad Thai one, the chicken pad Thai is awesome.
That's all dehydrated?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, like a top ramen package?
Basically comes it's in like a bag, bigger bag, like mountain.
Yeah. There's mountain a bunch of.
Where, something like
there's
that.
A bunch of different types or brands. And you just boil water, open the bag, pour it in, close the bag.
Yeah, that way you basically just carry a jet boil.
Yeah. Okay. So we had that, but like I hadn't eaten that.
No.
Right? And then like lots of like.
Berries.
Trail mix and shit.
Just high fiber.
I was going to say fibrous.
And I don't digest.
High fiber, high sodium food.
And I don't digest fiber really well, like copious amounts of fiber. So basically on that 2-day, one night.
The most regular you've ever been.
No, I won't poop. Oh no. So I was like, you know, it was our second day hiking and I was just like, please. I was just like praying for like, please, can I poop? I really want to poop. So I'm just like bloated and distended, like feeling really gross. And I'm like, Dad, my dad's with me. I was like, Dad, I need to poop so bad and I can't. I just don't, I really want to and I can't.
Oh, we had
anyways,
some mountain wisdom.
So this is how dumb I am. So we get to the base camp for Mount Hood. I can't believe I'm telling this story.
Yes.
I tell all my close friends. So sure. I'm here with close friends.
That's all this is.
So I made a really bad decision. So we had, we got to our camp. We slept. We had a one full day of nothing. And then we were leaving at like, I think it was like a wheels up at like 3:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, for Summit.
Yeah. So I decide to get a gentle,
a laxative.
Laxative.
No.
I did.
You packed it.
I got it that day.
Gentle laxative where we were. On a hike at base camp. Okay.
Okay, you it's are
a,
stupid.
It's a bold move. Bold strategy.
What I didn't understand, this was, I hadn't done this before, but I had taken those before.
Yeah. With your regular diet.
I mean, sometimes like,
sure.
You know, there were times before I even knew that there were certain things that I was eating a lot of because I thought it were good for me, because they're vegetables. But yep. What it was doing was actually making me like bloated and distended, and
right.
It was uncomfortable. But I hadn't yet been able to like connect the dots of like where the issue was. Because to me, it was like, oh, I'm just eating vegetables. I'm eating all this stuff that's good for me.
Sure.
And apparently for me, it's not the best. So I decided to take this, you know, gentle thing. And it really didn't start to work until... when we were climbing up,
what,
about had, 4 a.m.
Were you like, why haven't I pooped yet?
Dude.
This is good. Yeah. This is yeah. good. I'm on the clock, man.
100%. And I was like, Dad, I'm worried.
So do you double down and take more?
No.
Okay.
No. there was time release and the bad timing.
Oh, no. The trick everyone's with laxatives like, for me is like, it's magnesium citrate's the way to go.
Yeah.
Like the liquid. You drink that stuff. Half an hour later, you're ready to. To get
ready
rid
to
of
go.
Anything okay. you've ever eaten.
Yeah. So it wasn't like, I didn't like shit my pants.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. But I was really, like there was a period of time where hiking and my stomach was just like vocal. It was like, and I was just like.
We call it inside fart.
It was inside farting. And I'm like hiking.
Inside
by,
farting.
I'm
inside
hiking fart. With my dad.
Oh,
and I'm like, every once in a while. I would like take a step and just pause and be like
breathing through it.
Just like kind of
like you're in labor,
kind of like pulling it back in.
Oh man.
For real.
Sucking it back in.
I did.
Oh, no,
for a while. And then we got to a point though where we were like taking a break. This was a part that scared me because on like this climb, there could be a lot of other people around.
Yep.
And you, if you have to go, you just go. Like, that's normal. It's like, we already knew how much everyone took, like, a bag or whatever, and we all knew that you, if you pooped, you picked it up, you took it out.
Well, and it could be, like, a vocal poop.
Oh, yeah.
With all that gurgling going on.
Yeah.
You mean, like, you yell while you shit?
Like, a yell. Like,
keep the bears away?
I just meant, like, a noisy. I meant more like a noisy poop.
Ah, okay.
Like, you know.
Compare. I don't know that I have not noisy ones, so that's good.
But when I finally had to go... we were at an area where there were other people stopped there. And I was like, Dad, I got to go poop. He's like, okay, just like walk over there. And I was like, all right. So I'm out in the snow.
No.
You're fully exposed up there too. This is not trees and fucking somewhere to hide like in the woods. No. This is just full exposed above the tree line.
And what's funny is like, you know that you have this bag. And so it wasn't until I was out there that I realized like, oh, this is snow. I'll just poop in the snow and then pick it up like a dog bag.
That's what I would have gone for.
Yes.
Yeah.
But originally they're like, we were all like, not we were all, but it was like me, Matt Chan, my, you know, my dad, like we haven't really done this. Matt probably had experienced it before.
So were you holding like, the bag trying to poop into it?
No, but like we were trying to figure out like, you might need, like, how do you like poop in this, in the bag?
Right.
And cause like you only got one bag. If you had to poop again, you had to use the same bag.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't want to get a shitty bag.
Shitty bag. Anyway, so I did get to go to the bathroom away from people.
Okay.
It wasn't noisy.
Oh, good.
Got her done. Good. Pooped in the snow. Figured it out. That worked fantastic. My dad did not figure that part out.
Oh, no. He tried to go for the bag.
Okay, but it gets better. So then we get all the way summited. And like everyone, I'm pretty sure like everyone either pooped once or, you know, while we were, I mean, we were there for a while.
Yeah,
we were summoning
like a
for
days,
a while.
Right? Yeah.
So we summit and we're trying to get down. Well, at this point too, the sun's coming out. It's like slick and blah, blah, blah. So Brant was maybe going to like hook some people in to like kind of start that first slope to like get down safely. But like me and Matt Chan, like my dad, we're just like, oh no, we got this. But really, we had to poop. We had to shit so bad that we were just like...
We'll figure it out.
Like, we were basically like one of those, like, where you're, you move fast enough that you don't fall.
Yep.
Right? Just picking your legs up. Right, right, right. But I get down there and I'm like, I really had to go. And I was like, Dad, you got to keep them back there. So I like get down to this bottom area. It's like before like this last really steep climb, it kind of has like a little gully or like a, it's like okay. leveled out. There's like this big like rock and, you know, and out in front of you, like heading back down, there's a hill where when you're climbing up, you kind of, you summit that and you go, you drop down in before you do your last big climb. And I'm down there with my pants around my ankles. And I'm just like looking out there like, please no one come over. Please no one come over the hill.
Nothing more attractive. Just please, no one come over the hill. Pooping.
And I'm pretty sure some people started like walking over. And so I'm just like trying to finish really quick. But then my dad had to go. Because then my dad was like, all right, now I got to go. Now you go make sure people aren't coming.
See, I wouldn't have bothered with the make sure. I'm like, well, if they see
no,
it,
he didn't.
They're bummed.
No, he didn't. He basically, he doesn't listen to my podcast. He's like, bro, don't tell my stories. He basically was like, had to go so bad and was trying to like get his bag open. He basically like pooped on himself on his hand a little bit. So then the whole way down, we were all just laughing so hard.
Just poop fingers the whole way back.
Yeah. You know, wiped it in the snow or something.
Yeah. Best bet.
You didn't have like wipes or something? Was that a dumb question?
I carry wipes.
No, there may have been wipes. There may have been wipes.
I was going to say.
But you know.
Yeah, we carry wipes. Yeah. Always with us.
But
it turned out,
I mean, poop is on his hand. Pooped on his hand.
Poop's funny. It's a thing we all have got to deal with, and there's no dignified way to shit in the wilderness.
It was basically, it was me and 5 dudes.
Yeah.
And we're out there, and it was, we're all dealing with the same feelings of like, you know, really sore. Like the 2-day hike on the PCT, which we also got stopped twice.
Yeah, especially banging out 35 miles or something like that. Yeah, you're trashed.
Oh, yeah. And then you also just really have to go to the bathroom. Everyone also has been eating the same type of food. We're all a little backed up.
They're all just tired and pooping.
We're all just eating shit. And I remember like in the moment where I'm like having to shit in public, basically, I just kept thinking to myself like, well, at least we can all laugh about this later.
That's a good point.
Hey, it is what it is. We're all doing it.
Very, very good point.
All doing it.
Yeah. I mean, you've shit in public.
What?
You shit your pants in public.
Okay, well, why are you bringing that up?
Just because it's solidarity.
You wanted to make yourself feel better?
Solidarity.
I don't imagine anyone's like, I bet out of these three, he's the one who hasn't shit his pants. No one's even concerned about mine.
Like, haven't we told your story on here?
Yes, but why'd you have to bring me into it?
Because solidarity, dude.
I know. I'm not the only gross one. Hey, Gina, remember you shit in public?
I got to put that stuff on my face.
Oh yeah. We got to wrap this up.
We got to wrap it up.
An appointment to go to.
Yeah, woo-hoo. You guys remember how Gina talked about the Halo laser treatment she did to her face?
Brooke's mine's getting it done today.
Whoa!
She's got to put the numbing cream on for.
Have you done like any
before.
Of like the vampire facial stuff?
No.
Mac's wife was an esthetician. Yeah, so I remember.
No. Yeah, I had actually looked into it, but then I heard. I mean, you have to go to a reputable place, obviously, but then some were saying that you have to be careful. Cross-contamination.
Makes sense. Yeah, needles in your skin, probably not a thing. Yeah, it's like getting tattoos. Yeah. So you should probably clean those up.
I just bathe in children's blood. That's what I do.
Oh, nice.
That's why she looks so good.
Yeah, you got a blood boy. That's fucking awesome. That's a thing, Silicon Valley. You probably get that around here.
No, I don't do that. It's terrible.
She doesn't.
Yet.
She bathes in breast milk. Because
people are like, oh my gosh, I think she really does.
Breast milk.
Just mother's milk is just a nice, good bath.
I fill her a bath of mother's milk.
Gross.
Oh man, I just keep a group of ladies.
All right, well, we got to wrap this up. Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can locate me. I have a podcast, So. I do some YouTube things. I have an apparel brand, Hate Brand Goods, and I'm on Instagram as I Hate Matt Vincent. I do those things.
Yeah. Check them out. Thanks for listening to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. Remember
to rate, review, subscribe,
five star rating, five star warning,
and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Actually, 5-star warning?
Yeah.
Nice.
People need warnings.
They need to be warned.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.